Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
And this morning, we're going to do things very differently, because sometimes there are things that happen in life and society that we need to look at and make sure that we have the right perspective. So I want us to work on perspective this morning. Bible says in Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the skies display his craftsmanship. Psalm 89, verse 5 says, all heaven will praise your great wonders, Lord. Myriads of the angels will praise you for your faithfulness. In Psalm 89, verse 11, it says, the heavens are yours, the earth is yours, everything in the world is yours. You created it all. So I want to begin this morning, and I want to ask this question. Where were you on Monday at 3:18? Where were you? Some of you, how many were outside? Let me see your hands. How many were inside, buried? How many were watching on television? I want to share a perspective today that's so important. See, the solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024 was visible to most of North America. The moon passed between the earth and the sun, obscuring the sun. And scientists were able to predict its timing based on scientific data, and now they're predicting the next similar one in 2044, which is 20 years from now. Can I ask you, do you know if you'll be here for it? But what was interesting is that if God permits, we'll be here to see it. If God doesn't permit, we won't be here. And if God doesn't permit, it won't even happen. What was interesting, why I felt it's very necessary as the church we look at this today, is that there were millions of viewers, and some paid thousands and thousands of dollars just to see this phenomena. And they felt very emotionally strong about it. Some even declaring that they felt one with the universe. But not once did I personally hear them declaring the glorious wonders of God, the majestic power of God who has dominion over the universe. For only a creator God could have created such an abnormality in space. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, and what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Yet humanity refuses to acknowledge Creator God, even when Creator God is speaking. And people want to declare their allegiance to the universe, but not to the God of the universe. That is why it was so important that I bring it up in the church today. Because we are children of the Lord. We are Christ followers. We are people who recognize that God is the creator. And so we don't spend our time and energy adoring the universe. We spend it adoring the God of the universe. And so while I didn't hear any acknowledgement of God, which means that we're so much closer to being an apostate world, I will not allow us in the church to become conformed to the mentality of the world. So I'm gonna remind us today of some challenges, and this is very important. If you're waiting for worship, you're gonna worship because of what we just talked about. Because when we come to worship, we're going to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness because of who he is. See, the Lord challenged Job in Job chapter 38. The Lord challenged Job. And here's what it is. I'm going to skip through the passages. The Lord spoke to Job from the whirlwind as he's speaking to us today. And he says this. Here's some of the verses. Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you know so much. Who determined its dimension and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundation and who laid its cornerstone? As the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. That's what we should be doing when we come up in the house to worship. But he asked this question, who kept the sea inside its boundaries as it burst from the womb? And as I clothed it with the clouds and wrapped it in thick darkness. Verse 12, have you ever commanded the morning to appear and cause the dawn to rise in the east? Have you made daylight spread to the ends of the earth to bring an end to the night's wickedness? See, folks, they're giving honor to creation when the Creator God is the only one that can make anything happen. And he says this, have you explored the springs from which the seas come? Have you explored their depths? Do you realize, I love this one, do you realize the extent of the earth? Tell me about it if you know. See, knowledge is causing scientists to think that they are equal to God or that science is higher than God. God's asking them, do you really fully, really understand the extent of the earth? And then he asks this question, where does light come from? And where does darkness go? Can you take each of it? Can you take each to its home? Do you know how to get there? Have you visited the storehouses of the snow or seen the storehouses of hail? Where is the path to the source of light? Where is the home of the east wind? Don't you love it? Who created a channel for the torrents of rain? Who laid out the path for lightning? Who makes the rain fall on barren land? On barren land, in a desert where no one lives. Can you shout to the clouds and make it rain? Can you make a lightning appear that causes it to strike you as you direct? The Lord questioned Job because in Job's time, they were questioning God. And folks, I want you to know right now, in this time and season of our life, we are living amongst an ungodly people who are now declaring that the universe and the people can be one. And this is really not a God thing. This is just scientists can show us. And I'm like, I will not fall for any of that when I know what the Word of God says. We will stand on the Word and we will advocate the things of God before the nations of the world. If the church does not begin to prove who God is, who will? And so I want to remind us, folks, the solar eclipse may have a prescribed name given by scientists, but it is God who's in control of the phenomena. And that he creates, he releases. And so, would you realize this? This was not the first time that God has given these surprises to humans. I know many of you are going, oh, Pastor, first warm me up with some worship. I'm like, warm up your soul with the Word. Because this is good. This is setting us up for our future. Hear me now. What we saw on Monday, it's not the first time. You see, media now can publicize and all of this, but it's not the first time. Yes, it's not the first eclipse either, and there's more to come. But can I tell you, let's go back in the Word. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, the creation story is so real. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day and the darkness night. Folks, when that moon began to move over that sun, everything changed. And what I love about God, you know what makes me excited? Is the light and the dark. You know what makes me excited? If God had allowed the clouds to just remain for the rest of the day, they would have said, see, it was just a cloudy day and it's not some great phenomena. But what I love, God loves to mess it up. You know what I love best was after the eclipse, when he made the sun come out so bright that it was like the midday sun. Nobody can touch that. Not a soul can touch it. It's not the first time, folks. People are just not choosing. Humanity is not choosing to see the God phenomena in it. In Exodus chapter 10, verse 20 to 22, there was a plague of darkness over an obstinate land. Here's what happens. The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he refused to let the people go. Then the Lord said to Moses, lift up your hand towards heaven and the land of Egypt. It will be covered with darkness so thick you can feel it. Anybody remember? The darkness was what? So thick. Anybody remember? It was so thick. You heard people saying it. It was eerie. You could feel it. And the Moses lifted his hands to the sky, and a deep darkness covered the entire land of Egypt for how long? 3 days. See, folks, why we need to be very fervent about knowing who God is and loving God is that when God said to Moses, lift up your hand, he made an eclipse happen that lasted 3 days. Can I tell you, there were people there who had it for 3 minutes, some 3 seconds, and they didn't know what to do with themselves. There would have been more suicides, mass suicides today if God allowed it to stay more than a day. Hello? Because if you want to put yourself one with the universe and not one under God, when God begins to change everything, you don't know what to do with yourself. That's why the church has to realize he's speaking today and we need to be hearing. Matthew 27, verse 45 to 46, at the death of Jesus, creation reacted. Bible says, at noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out. Can I tell you something? When that darkness fell, when Christ was crucified, it wasn't just in one spot. It was over the whole land. And for 3 hours, they were in complete darkness. That's why many said, truly, this is the Son of God. Oh, we gotta, as the Church of Jesus Christ, remember, these phenomena come to prove God holy, not to make people feel one with the universe. Oh, I tell you, they're lucky I couldn't get through the TV to unleash the spirit of slap over all of them in the name of Jesus. But folks, that's not the final. It's not the final eclipse. There's one coming in 2044. Some of you, I hope you kept your glasses to see if you're around to use it. But there's a final eclipse coming before the final judgment. Bible says in the last days, Acts chapter 2, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. Verse 20, the sun will become dark. The moon will turn blood red before the great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. Folks, we've not been preaching it enough, but he's coming soon. He's coming soon. And I'm telling you, no special glasses will be able to look at him. You're going to have to see with spiritual eyes when the clouds open and the presence of God begins to be unleashed in the name of Jesus. And so today I want to remind us, the final eclipse before the final judgment. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Folks, people are going to call on the name of the Lord. People are going to call on the name of the Lord. And when they call on the name of the Lord, that's what this is all about, folks. Even these things, people should have bowed down. People should have been singing, "How great is our God." People should have been worshiping like they've never done before. I don't know what you were doing, but you should have gotten on your knees and not go at the world and go, "How great is our God." Sing with me, "How great is our God." Come on now. "Oh, we see how great, how great is our God." If we don't demonstrate it, they'll never learn it. Oh, how great.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.